Hello, welcome to the DiMartini Show. If you love personal development and you are driven to make constant progress in your life, if you are a philosopher at heart and you love to learn about universal laws and human behavior, if you love empowering your life and doing something that makes a difference, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DiMartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior and performance. And what he shares across all of these episodes will set you up with a competitive advantage in all the areas of your life. If you're listening to the show for the very first time, then take the time now to click the subscribe button so that you're notified of all the new episodes as they're launched. And when you get to the end of this presentation and you feel you've gained value from it, we'd love it if you would take the time to rate this podcast and leave us a review. This week, Dr. DiMartini teaches that prejudice, labels, and judgment are actually reflections of you rather than the people you are judging. This is a hugely valuable presentation for everyone to hear. As we learn how to transcend our judgments of others, we in turn create a more modern society. If while listening to this episode, you think of people who'd benefit from hearing this information, then please help us help others by passing the link of the show onto them too. This may just come at the perfect time to help them transform their life. At the end of the session, if you'd love to find out more about Dr. John DiMartini and his work, or if you'd love to chat to a member of the DiMartini team, then log on to drdimartini.com and use the live chat feature at the bottom right of the screen. So get your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's presentation, Breakthrough Labels to Create a Modern Society. Enjoy.
In all probability, you've heard somebody describe somebody else they may have a strong emotion about is, my mom was always mean to me, or my father was never there for me, or that person, they're always that way, or those type of people, they're always that way. And they have a very broad generality statement projected onto people that's not really the truth about people. It's just our kind of our subjective bias distortion of what's going on there. When we're really emotional, we go into our subjective state and projects things onto people that's not exactly so. We end up with prejudice, and we end up with the exaggerations or minimizations of their behavior and not really get to know the individual as they are. It was Abraham Lincoln that was standing at a gala as a president, standing on the podium, looking back out at the audience from the lectern. And he pointed his finger at some gentleman. And he goes, "I don't like this man. In fact, I despise this man." And he noticed the room immediately divided up into people that supported him and go, "Yeah, he's a scoundrel." And the other group of people said, "Well, I know this man. He's a fine man. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with Abe? I can't imagine this." And the whole room, he got divided up. And then after he saw them all divided and they're all emotional, he then says, "And it just goes to show that I don't know this man, for I'm certain that when I get to know this man, I will love this man." And he was trying to make a point that people tend to polarize and bias and become prejudiced against people because of something that is either highly supportive or highly challenging to their own value system. In other words, if you infatuate with somebody, you see you're conscious of the upsides, but you become blind to the downsides, ignorant and unconscious of the downside. When you're resentful to somebody, you're conscious of the downside and unconscious of the upsides. And as long as you are polarized like that and not seeing what's going on, they run you and you react. And in fact, what's going on is what you see in them is actually inside you, but you're too proud or too humble to admit what you see in them is inside you. You're not really reflecting, you're deflecting. And you're taking that personal response from something you think is overly supportive or over challenging to what you value in life. And whenever we get polarized in our perceptions, we tend to go in and label and create labels about people. Our society, when it's filled with labels and filled with these prejudices and filled with these biases and subjective biases, confirmation biases, disconfirmation biases, false positives, false negatives, we're not really seeing what's actually there. We're seeing only what we filter there based on our own, you might say, our own wounds in the past. But how do we transcend that? Because if you really look, if I walked up to you and I said to you, "You're always mean, you're never nice, you're always cruel, you're never kind, you're always negative, you're never positive, you're always wrathful, never peaceful," you would go, no, that's not true. You wouldn't believe it. You'd have intuition saying, "No, I have the other side." And if I went the other way and I said, "You're always nice, you're never mean, always cruel, kind, you're never cruel," went the other side, you'd go, "No, that's not true either." But if I said sometimes you're kind, sometimes you're cruel, sometimes you're nice, sometimes you're mean, sometimes you're positive, sometimes you're negative, you immediately go, yeah, that's true. We're only certainty when we have objectivity, when we see both sides. And we are uncertain when we have subjectivity and we are skewed in our perception and have a subjective bias. Almost all the labels we have in our society today, all the prejudices that we're seeing on the news, all of the subjective distortions that we put, the misinformations that we see on here on the news, is all because of these subjective biases. And the amygdala response in our animal brain, you might say, our desire center, where we're in survival. And so we do that as a survival mechanism. The reason why we end up having such a skewed view is because when we're out there in the wild, in our neurophysiology, if we're out in the wild and we saw prey, we would have to have our adrenaline run to go grasp it and go and catch it. So we'd have to accelerate that and skew it and put it over into subjective bias to get the adrenaline going. And the same thing for trying to avoid a predator. So when we're into survival mode and we're not really inspired and really poised in life, and we have this survival mentality, we're going to automatically skew things into these prejudices and put labels on people instead of actually honor them for who they are. If you really get to know somebody, I've been teaching the Breakthrough Experience, one of my signature programs, for over 32 years. And one thing I've been certain about is working with people is they start, sometimes people come in with somebody they're highly infatuated or highly resentful, just to show them how their biases are. And then I ask them a series of questions to make them conscious of unconscious information that is what's led to the label. And I call this the DeMartini method. It's a method of dissolving the biases, dissolving the prejudices, dissolving those false confirmation and disconfirmation biases and false positive, false negatives, and allow us to see the whole individual.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
We all want to be loved for who we are. But what happens is when we get a label put on us, we feel that we're misunderstood and we're not really that individual. We're more than that. We're all the above. We have all the traits, is what I found. So our society tends to put labels on it when it's not fulfilled. When people are not engaged at their work and not inspired by what they're doing and not fulfilling their highest values, feeling they're down in their amygdala in the survival mode, living week to week, month to month, instead of being thriving and actually living with an engaged vision in life, they automatically increase their prejudice, et cetera. There is a correlation in socioeconomics between prejudice and racial issues and things of this nature when people are not engaged in what they love doing. When people are doing what they really are inspired by, living in their executive center, getting their foresight in running their life, being more objective about it, pre-planning things, and actually getting to know individuals and asking quality questions to become aware of the things that you would be normally ignorant of, you get to love people and you get to have reflective awareness and you get to realize that they're human beings with all the traits, just like you. Our relationship with others has a lot to do with how well we can actually reflect and see what we see in them inside us. One of the great questions in life is what specific trait, action, inaction do I perceive in them that I admire or despise most? And where do I perceive it in me? And when you actually look at, when you're pointing a finger and looking that three of them are back at you and you realize you have those traits, you can reflect and relate to those individuals and have a conversation that's objective and that's meaningful. But as long as you're sitting there in survival mode and you feel threatened by challenge or infatuated by support and you polarize your perceptions, you're going to be trapped in this labeling mechanism and this prejudice mechanism and these racial issues and these gender issues and these cultural issues. I had somebody recently say, well, all those people from that country, they're all this way. Well, I've been to the country and I found out that I've seen a complete spectrum of responses from people from a different country. But we generalize that. Instead of looking at the specifics of an individual, we generalize that around the whole culture. And it's quite interesting. These are survival responses instead of thrival responses. If we fill our day with the highest priority actions that are deeply meaningful to us and get our blood and glucose and oxygen going into the forebrain, where we're more objective and we're more neutral, more resilient, more adaptable, we end up having the ability to transcend the labels that we project onto people in modern society. We are trapped in this survival mentality when we're not living by what's most valuable to us. If you look very carefully, think of a day that you were really, 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 really on top of it. You did the highest priority things, you knocked down your agenda, you went by priority, you knocked it out of the ballpark. And all of a sudden you felt like you're on top of the world because you really got everything you set out to do that day done. And you had time left over because you were managing your time effectively. And what happens when you come home? You're resilient, you're adaptable, you can handle almost any vicissitude that's thrown at you, perturbation. You can handle it well, and you're not projecting. But the second you go and do your work and you feel like you didn't get anything done, you were putting out fires, you never got around to what was most important and priority, you felt, wow, what a day. You felt drained instead of, you know, inspired. Now when you come home, you're more likely to be projective, more likely to be label projecting, more biased about things, more picky, more sensitive, because you're down in your amygdala. When we live by priority and fill our day with the highest priority actions, we go into the forebrain, we go into the executive center, we become objective and we're more neutral and resilient. When we are not doing the highest priority things and lower priority things, we're down in our amygdala. And our amygdala is a polarizer, the thing that gets addicted to fantasies and that tries to avoid nightmares and automatically polarizes things to more extremes. Our labels, our prejudice, our gender issues, all the things we see right now that are really polarized, particularly in some countries right now, have a lot to do with people who are not inspired and engaged, fulfilling what they love in life. I spent the last 32 years teaching a breakthrough experience, doing whatever I can to assist people in prioritizing their life and learning a set of tools and questions to help them transcend these biases, allow them to be inspired by their life and realize that every human being is worthy of love. Nobody's worth putting on pedestals or pins. They're worth putting in the heart. And so until you are actually able to transcend those labels, the people on the outside are going to run your life. Because anything you infatuate with or resent, anything that you seek or avoid, runs you. But the thing you, once you get to objectivity and get to the balancing state, and you're no longer highly polarized, but you're poised, you run your life. And when you run your life, you're graced. And when you do, you don't project labels. So in our modern society, the ability to transcend these labels simply boils down to how well you can see and prioritize your actions and prioritize your perceptions. That means if you fill your day with the highest priority actions, you will have less probability of being prejudiced and biased and in subjectivity. And if you basically take whatever happens in your life and ask, how is it helping me fulfill my highest values? Again, you will decrease the probability of these prejudices and labels and these polarities that we have. If we look very carefully, we can find every single trait. I went through the Oxford Dictionary and I found 4,628 individual traits inside myself. Every human being's got every trait. You look really carefully. But what we do is we tend to box people into categories. They used to be archetypes of people, but now they understand that there's just traits and everybody's got them all. And knowing how to extract out in your awareness, instead of filtering, looking and finding out where that whole spectrum of traits are in people, so you can appreciate them for their wholeness instead of put a label on them and only see half of them. Our prejudice, our biases are a byproduct of not being inspired in our lives, not living by priority, and projecting these false ideals onto people and fantasies about it, which creates our nightmares. So honor yourself, free your mind up by looking carefully at whatever you see in others inside yourself. Pluck the mote out of your own eye before you pluck it out of theirs, as the biblical writing said. And by doing that, you set yourself free of the labels, because those labels aren't truths. A human being is somebody worthy of love. Again, nobody's worth putting on pedestals or pits, but everybody's worth putting in hearts. If you do, they are representations of you, and you get to love them and you get to love you. And that liberates us from a lot of the labels and the biases that trap us and get us caught in all of the distractions instead of doing something that's meaningful and inspiring and demonstrating through exemplification what's possible in a world that has always a balance of support and challenge and in the similarities and differences that we must face. There is a world at one time we lived in different countries. Now we're living in a homogenous world where people from every country is living in every country. It's time to transcend that so we can appreciate it, because the very people that you once condemned because of your own ignorance may be the people that you end up having closeness with in the future. So give yourself permission to honor all parts of yourself and all parts of other people, because we're Homo sapiens. The rest of those distinctions are trivial, and it's important not to be caught in trivial pursuit. Better to go into something that's meaningful, something that makes a difference, so we can transcend the labels in our modern society.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.